landmark abortion rights case today.
A teenager arrested at Eastern High School is facing murder charges out of Virginia. I'm Megan Cloherty.
Another library system will offer free COVID tests. I'm John Doman.
Wall Street, the Dow up 110 points at 2 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, and we have breaking news. The CDC has just confirmed the first case of the Omicron variant in the United States. It says the California and San Francisco health departments have just confirmed that case. The person was fully vaccinated and just tested positive on Monday. Dr. Anthony Fauci is speaking right now at the White House about the case.
The individual was a traveler who returned from South Africa on November the 22nd. And tested positive on November the 29th. The individual is self-quarantining, and all close contacts have been contacted, and all close contacts thus far have tested negative.
This hour, the Oakland County prosecutor is set to announce charges following yesterday's high school shooting in Michigan. A fourth student has now died, a 17-year-old boy. Seven other people were wounded, some critically.
Tate Muir was one of the victims. The 16-year-old student athlete died on the way to the hospital.
We're not gonna, hear his laugh anymore.
Cassidy O'Neill is a junior at Oxford High School. She barricaded inside a locked room with her boyfriend and schoolmates.
This is something you see in movies. This doesn't happen at Oxford. This doesn't happen at my school.
The sheriff's office says the suspect's father purchased the gun that was used just for law enforcement, and the FBI are now sifting through social media as well as surveillance video for clues on what happened. Nancy Chen, CBS News, Oxford, Michigan.
The Supreme Court signals support for upholding a Mississippi abortion ban. CBS's Skylar Henry on abortion rights facing its most consequential test in nearly 30 years.
Supreme Court justices listened as the state of Mississippi made the case that its law, which bans nearly all abortions after 15 weeks, should be upheld.
Nowhere else does this court recognize a right to end a human life.
Passions are running high as protesters on both sides of this issue are out in full force today.
This is real. Women are in charge of their own bodies. The state is not in charge. We're in charge.
This is a civil rights, human rights struggle that will never go away because there's a God in heaven who created humanity.
Alec Baldwin has conducted his first sit-down interview following that fatal shooting on the set of his movie Rust. He tells ABC's George Stephanopoulos that he did not pull the trigger that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
What did you think happened?
Again, the CDC has just confirmed the first case of the Omicron variant here in the United States. The Dow at this hour is up 75. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Because the way you care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
Afternoon, it is 2:03, and we are oh so glad to have you with us on this Wednesday, December the 1st, 55 degrees. Hello, I'm Hillary Howard. Our top local story is reaction to the Supreme Court's highest profile case of the term, abortion rights. Today's argument centered on a Mississippi law that bans nearly all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. That would undo the decision in Roe v. Wade, which marks viability at about 24 weeks. The court's conservative majority seemed open to Mississippi's arguments, while the liberals steadfastly pressed against it. And opposing viewpoints were also on display outside the court on Capitol Hill. WTOP's John Aaron was there.
The crowd assembled in front of the Supreme Court, spilling onto First Street. Some people came long distances to be here, like Lisa Stribling of Kansas City, Missouri. She came with someone whose shirt read,
"Stop killing my generation."
She opposes abortion rights, but says of the case in front of the court and its possible impact on Roe v. Wade,
"Do I think it's going to be overturned? No."
Patricia Green of D.C. came with a sign reading,
"Abortion is essential."
She said of the justices,
"I hope they'll consider women's rights."
Outside the Supreme Court, John Aaron, WTOP News.
In other news, a 15-year-old murder suspect was tracked down by D.C. police and arrested inside his Northeast High School. Now he's charged with an Eastern Shore murder.
D.C. police say they arrested the 15-year-old at Eastern High School, considered a fugitive from justice out of Accomack County, Virginia.
The teen, who lives in Northeast, is now charged with killing 23-year-old Nicholas Joseph, who died from multiple gunshot wounds on October 14th. That from Lieutenant Joshua Marsh with the Accomack County Sheriff's Office, who says a 17-year-old was also arrested and charged in the shooting in Oneonoke, Virginia. The names of both teens will not be shared unless they're charged as adults, but Marsh says they're facing charges of first and second degree murder and use of a firearm while committing a robbery. Megan Clougherty, WTOP News.
It's 2:05. Virginia is making a move to protect people who are having a mental health emergency. And one of the first counties to use it will be Prince William. It's called the Marcus Alert System, and it works by diverting some 911 calls to suicide hotlines and other call centers. The new protocol is named after Marcus David Peters, who was killed by cops in 2018 after charging an officer during a mental health crisis. The alert system addresses less than the serious 911 calls. It also facilitates agreements between police and mental health crisis teams. The system will be used statewide by 2026. So, do you need a COVID test? They are easier to get these days, but getting results can still take longer than you'd like. There is work underway, though, to make it happen faster.
Libraries aren't just for books and movies anymore.
We're offering free self-tests for COVID at all of our open branch locations.
Nicholas Brown is a spokesman for the Prince George's County Library System.
These are self-test kits for diagnostic purposes only. They don't provide official results like you might need to come back into the country if you're traveling internationally.
But it offers results in about 15 minutes, and that can provide peace of mind when you need an answer fast. They only ask,
if you are symptomatic for COVID, please send someone in to pick up a kit for you.
The tests come in packs of two and retail for a little over $20. Several libraries in Virginia, as well as those in Anne Arundel County, also provide the free testing kits. John Dome in WTOP News.
If you've passed by the Jefferson Memorial lately, you know there is some major work underway. And now that work has entered a new phase. The National Park Service kicked off a two-year project to improve accessibility and dramatically enhance visitor services. Don't worry, the chamber of the memorial and the statue of Thomas Jefferson will still stay open throughout the work. The project is funded by the National Park Foundation and philanthropist David M. Rubenstein. Keep it here on WTOP because we've got a look at your traffic and weather coming up. It is 2:07.
When we at AmericanEagle.com were asked by our client, Repair Clinic, to, well, repair their website, our digital marketing experts, like Tim, rolled up their sleeves and got to work. If you know Tim, you know that he loves a good challenge, which meant that this project was pretty much the highlight of Tim's year. From improving slow-loading performance that plagued our client's site to slashing duplicate pages and building an optimized sitemap, Tim was like a real-life action hero. Of website optimization.